also developed countries and developing countries as well. Yes, trade is not delivering. You have countries that are still trapped in poverty. So the starting point, or when we want to work on trade and development, I would like to raise 3 points which are fundamental. First, the work has to start on the economy from the perspective of enabling each citizen and each enterprise to have a sustainable livelihood, just like Sen told us, so which means that building their capacity and enabling their access to have skills, human, natural, physical, financial, and also social. From that perspective, once you have built that strong foundation, then trade can help. Now, when trade has to be within the, of course, the WTO agreement, agreed principles of fairness and of openness, and I'll speak about openness later because there are several ways to look at what how openness works actually. Number three, it's important to, once you have it as, you know, fair, open, and non-discriminatory, you have to try to create the link between trade and development. We all know, yes, the transfer of technologies, economies of scale and scope, but these do not happen automatically. So I'm going to exactly explain in detail through telling you how UNECE approaches this. But before this, I just wanted to, for those who don't know the UNECE, we are only 56 member states. So we have the Europe, Eastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Central Asia. We have also the United States and Canada because we were established following the Second World War to help countries rebuild after the war. Just for you to know, this is the UNECE region is doing badly when it comes to the SDGs because human rights is something that is cross-cutting. It's related to every single goal. So, of course, you see we have reverse trends and we need to accelerate progress. Just for you to see, the worst performing ones are those related to the environment. So what we have is not only the issue of poverty, but it's also the issue of environment, because when you want to look at human rights, it's also your right to live in a healthy, to be healthy. And now, if we look, I'm just looking at all our countries that are listed there, and you could see that all of them have a trade deficit, barring a few countries. You could see that in terms of exports, very, very limited. They're not diversified, and they're only in primary goods. Even the markets as well. Sorry, I shifted. So even the goods are not diversified. And the slide before was there is lots of intra-regional trade. So our countries are not integrated into the global system. So what we try to do in the UNECE, our approach is like, first of all, it has to be based on evidence and research. We try to help them through looking into the regulatory harmonization, because while the WTO speaks about all these principles, then it's very important to look into the details, technical regulations, and also the standards. We help them create these. Then we have digital standards for digitalization. There was a lot of things spoken about that. And, of course, technical assistance. We do this because as far as UNECE, which includes all of these countries, they agreed since 2021 that we want to have a triple transition called digital, green, and circular. And the circular and green economy are actually a way to have a human right-based economy, which is right to development and a human right-based economy. It's a way to do that. The question is how to make trade policies really be embedded in environment. So this is the other level that I'm speaking about. The details is basically how each country looks into trade and how each country actually develops its trade policies. And the details are always in the technical regulations and standards. So I think I skipped one. So we deal with helping countries reduce trade. So we have agricultural standards, and basically to help countries export and import without any barriers at the border. So we deal with actually making sure that they pass the customs easily and do not have health problems. Then we have the standardization. This is an issue which is very important. Many countries do not have the quality infrastructure, which means the standards that are needed for health, that are needed to implement the trade agreements. Because even if you are in a trade agreement, if you cannot have standards to comply and to force actually all the companies to basically implement the regulatory requirements, and there is a problem. So this is what we have at WP6. They address these issues from all the levels. We look into gender-responsive standards. We look into how to have women actually, female perspective when it comes to standard settings. So think about the car seat that is not adapted to female physiology. Think about that, which is very important. So this is a practical tool to help the countries. Then we have trade facilitation, where we have all the trade facilitation measures, digital standards that are actually referenced in the WTO agreement. Then we have the issue of circularity. Now, we mentioned a little bit on the issue of environment. Trade and environment, the WTO right now, they're trying to agree on the list of environmental policies, which actually help and benefit the poor. We have a lot of studies which show that countries, even in developing parts in our region, they're very creative, and it's giving them a lot of way to actually be export. And what we try to do is helping them look into circular economy practices and that are basically not polluting. We also have a way which basically a traceability system that will help enterprises be transparent so that when they say we respect human rights, we respect the environment, we respect social issues, actually they can show it and trace it in a very transparent way. And this is one of the tools. It's called the Sustainability Pledge. Thank you. What I want to say is that if we want to look at it, just to summarize, trade is a tool, something which everybody has said. You have the WTO that have all of these binding principles. The countries are the ones who negotiate. Negotiating and reaching consensus is extremely difficult. When you want to look at how to basically start activating the channels, then you have to look at the national level and regional harmonization, which is very important. You have to rethink trade so that it is linked through environment, it's linked to circularity, it's linked to creating new development and transformative path. You have to embed it in the environmental policy. Just to say one point, all of our trade, all of these standards and all of these technical regulations and all of these recommendations are developed openly, and we have experts from all parts of our region, and it takes years to have them agree on any standard. So it's just something that has to be taken into account, that countries have to agree among themselves, and each country has the power to be an agent of change and use all the forums to benefit all of its citizens across the region. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let me give a warm thank you to all the panelists, and especially to Madame Chazou for the moderation of this interesting discussion. And having a look at my watch, I hasten